It is the new Connect FM 93.5, 95.3, the Tay and Jay Show. I am Lon Tay. He is Jeremy Warner. And he, in the other room, is Mike Carpenter, joining us Tuesdays and Fridays. And now we've got a special guest calling in from Virginia. And that's Kyle Hudson, the Mattoon native, former Illini baseball and football player. Kyle, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing great. And I told Kyle, Jeremy, I've got the funny story about this, but Kyle, my mom actually had a paper that had a big article on you, and she saved it for me and brought it to me and said, you know, Lon, I didn't know if you'd want to read that article on Kyle. And I'm like, you know what? Kyle Hudson would be a great guy to bring on this show. So you can thank Mom Tay for getting you on the air here,
Mama,
my man.
Tay.
Hey, well, thank you, Mom, wherever you're at.
Kyle, it's your third year with the Fredericksburg Keys. You got drafted in 2008 by the Baltimore Orioles. Just tell us how it's going. Update us on how your career is going so far.
It's going pretty well. You know, I've been here for 3 years now, and I'm getting a lot of experience. You know, this was a little different situation coming in. After I got drafted, you know, just being able to stick with one sport and play it, and I'm got a lot of experience these last 3 years, and you know, I really feel like it's paying off. I'm learning a lot about my game and all that, and just every year, that's what it's all about, is getting at bats and getting games in and all that. And I feel really good about my situation here with the organization. And so I'm looking forward to the future for sure.
Kyle, were you a little behind some other guys because you'd played two sports for so long, couldn't go year round with just baseball because you played football?
Definitely. I mean, I think that's one of the things. You know, I never was able to go off in the summer and get those extra. You know, I don't even know how many games they played, 70 to 100,
exactly.
Something like that. And that was tough. And a lot of organizations looked at that. And it was actually a positive too. You know, because what I was able to do on the baseball field at University of Illinois, they just thought that I was going to be able to build on it. They figured that I'd be a little bit behind, but I think I'm doing all right, and I think I'm getting better every day out. So just looking forward to these next couple of years and see what they bring.
And let us not forget that you were a stud high jumper as well, right? Didn't you win a state title or something?
Yeah, that was a long time ago. I feel like I don't even know. That's over 5 years ago, I think.
Wow.
So
that was
a long time ago. I don't know if I would be able to jump that high anymore. I would like to think that I could, but probably not.
Well, Kyle, I know everybody, in your situation wants to be higher. They want to be AA when they're an A. They want to be AAA when they're AA. Do you feel like the process has taken a little longer, do you think, or have you advanced kind of like you thought at this point?
I think it was, pretty good for the first couple of years. Obviously, I got moved up 2 years ago at the very end of the season, just for the last week, to here to Frederick after my Delmarva season. And then played all last year here in Frederick, and now I'm back in Frederick this year. I look at it as a little bit of a setback, but I was able to have my meetings with all the guys in the organization and stuff, and the things they were saying to me were very positive. And we got a lot of people up top right now, and I'm sure you guys have seen the Orioles are making some good moves up top and all that. So a little bit of backed up, we're backed up a little bit, but I feel like the situation for me is still good, and I'm still on their radar. So it's a long process, but I'm looking forward to doing it.
Talking with former Illini Kyle Hudson, he's now playing with the Baltimore Orioles A affiliates down in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And Kyle, what did the organization tell you? What did some of the guys higher ups tell you they want to see from you this year to be able to move up to AA, maybe AAA?
Well, basically my game is, all about my speed, So they talked about they wanted me to be able to play center field every day and bat lead off and, get on base as much as possible and steal as many bases as possible. So, that this was kind of the only spot for me to be able to, hit in that leadoff spot and play center field every day. Because, the last couple of years I've kind of split time in center field. I've went from, left to center and, went anywhere from leadoff spot to two hole to eight hole to nine hole. So I'm a little bit more comfortable this year being able to just, step in there and, them telling me that I'm going to be the everyday center fielder leadoff guy. And so, you know, I'm happy about it, and I'm very comfortable right now, and I feel pretty good at the plate and everything. So, we'll see what this season brings, and hopefully I'll get an opportunity to move up to Bowie, before the end of the year.
And if last year, I'm just staring at kind of some of your stats, the 260 average, I'm sure something you'd love to climb, but you can't argue with 40 stolen bases, twice over 30, I'm sorry, three times over 30 now since 09, basically twice, that is. So, I mean, you are utilizing your speed, you're getting on, and you're getting that stolen base. Are you a little surprised at how easy you've been able to steal bases?
Well, you know, I've always taken pride in that. You know, even through high school and college, that's one thing that I've taken pride in. Every time I get on base, I'm going to put pressure on that pitcher and catcher, right, and, you know, and the defense as well. So I'm not surprised. You know, I work at it pretty hard. You know, stealing bases is a lot more than people think. You know, it's reading the pitcher, you know, checking to see what kind of move the pitcher has and all that kind of stuff, and as well as the catcher for that matter. So it's a lot more that goes into it, and I feel like I've been pretty good. You know, that I've got thrown out a little bit more than I would like to, but I think that's going to get better. And right now, you know, I'm on a pretty good pace this season as well. You know, I don't even know how many games we played, 7 or 8 or something like that, and I'm on a pretty good pace right now. So, hopefully I can get above that mark. You know, I'd like to put it in the 60 to 70 range this year.
Wow.
Talking with Kyle Hudson, former Illini, playing for the Fredericksburg Keys, the A team for the Baltimore Orioles. And Kyle, is there a guy in the majors right now that you kind of model your game after and say, hey, I could possibly be that guy?
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, I think Juan Pierre is one guy that, I've always looked at and, kind of saw myself in him a little bit, you know, just the way he plays the game. You know, I don't hit for much power. He gets on base, steals a lot of bases. You know, he plays a great outfield. He can play anywhere in the outfield. So that's one guy that, you know, coming up, I kind of, you know, modeled myself after and tried to do the type of things that he does, just because, you know, our games are so similar, I feel like.
Kyle, what's life like in the minors? We see all these major leaguers with their millions of dollars. What's life? What's your day-to-day life like in the minors?
It's a lot different than being in the big leagues, that's for sure. But it's a lot of guys. You know, that we get to hang out with the guys all the time. You know, a lot of downtime actually. You know, we get to the field around, you know, for a 7 o'clock game. We get to the field probably 12:30, 1 o'clock. Sit around there for a while, depending on, you know, if we're home or away, we take BP. Then we come out for the game at 7, and you know, you're probably done out of there by about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. So it's a pretty long day. You know, you're playing the game at 7, obviously, and you're hitting BP before that and getting a little practice, fundamental stuff in. So they're pretty long days, you know, going from 12:30 to, you know, 11 o'clock at night. And a lot of people don't realize, you know, what goes into all that, and it's actually pretty crazy, but it's, you know, it's fun to be able to do, and I'm happy to be able to do it right now.
And Kyle, you're from a big baseball town of Mattoon, Illinois. I mean, I bet the locals are pretty excited about you, and they probably follow you step by step, don't they?
Yeah, we have a pretty good tradition in Mattoon. You know, when I was growing up, we hosted the Cal Ripken World Series a couple years. And I was able to play in that one year. That was a great experience. And, you know, we got a lot of people out to come out to those games. Mm-hmm. I think the first game that I played in there, we played against Hawaii, and there was like 7,000 people there or something. So it was pretty crazy. You know, people, we start young there at Mattoon, you know, with the whole baseball thing. So it's great to, you know, kind of carry on the tradition, I guess.
You know what's sad, Kyle, now that you say that, I bet I was covering that for WAND when you were young. That's scary.
I'm sure you were, probably. It was a crazy time in Mattoon. I'll tell you what, there's so many people around, so many people, you know, coming in and watching the games and obviously playing in the games.
Kyle, did the shocking news, did it ripple all the way to Fredericksburg when Mattoon announced that it's leaving the Big 12? What do you think of that?
Yeah, you know, I heard about that when they were doing all the stuff with it. And, you know, I don't know if I get in trouble here, but you know, I was happy with playing in the Big 12. You know, that was a lot of good competition. I'm not saying there's not competition in the Apollo, but I had a great time. You know, the Big 12 was good. You know, I don't know if I would have been as happy if I was playing the Apollo back in the day.
So do you still play a game of two-hand touch every now and then? I imagine if the team drafted, you'd be a number one or two pick.
Yeah. I was down in Instrux in Florida, and we throwing around the football on the beach, and some guys came up and challenged us to a game, just, you know, of touch football or whatever. They had no clue what they were getting into.
Well, Kyle Hudson, there was a kid from Chatham, Illinois, that was signed by the Baltimore Orioles a few years ago, and he now makes a lot of money with the Washington Nationals. That's Jason Wirth. So I guess that's something that you can kind of hang your hat on and know that a local kid has been able to do it and has been able to succeed. And I assume you look at something like Jason Wirth and say, you know what, it's there for me to get. Hopefully you'll be there, right?
Definitely. I mean, that's the number one goal, you know, now for me is to, you know, be able to get to that highest point. I've said that, you know, since I was young, that I want to play whatever sport I can get to the highest point in. And, you know, obviously I think that's baseball right now, and I feel like I have a pretty good opportunity if I keep doing the things that I do. And, you know, obviously what Jason was able to do, you know, sign that big contract and everything, that's just definitely an inspiration to guys like me. And, you know, the crazy thing about that is that I played in Delmarva 2 years ago, and he was actually in the Delmarva Hall of Fame. So, I definitely know all about him and what he's done. So,
well, we got to get it on record, even though I won't still be playing fast pitch softball when you're done with your baseball career. But if you ever do return, you got to play for the Villa Grove Hurricanes.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. That sounds like a good time. I'll definitely be out there.
It's on record, Jeremy.
And you can drink beers when you play
exactly,
that.
Exactly, right? Exactly.
None of that.
Well, Kyle Hudson, we wish you the best of luck. You were a tremendous athlete at Illinois, did a lot for the University of Illinois, and you've done a lot for the pride of Mattoon as well. And we wish you nothing but the best. We'd love to have you in the big leagues and have you come on the Tay and Jay show once in a while to keep us up to speed on what's going on in the bigs. Does that sound good?
That sounds great. I appreciate you guys having me.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle Hudson. We appreciate that. Kyle Hudson from Virginia. Frederick, what is it? Frederick Keys.
Fredericksburg Keys.
Fredericksburg. That's hard to say.
Virginia. It's his third season there, and obviously you can hear it from him. He wants to be higher, He's got a good start so far this year. He hit .260 last year with a .348 on base percentage, so that's more important right there.
Yep.
But he's hitting .323 with a .447 on base percentage through nine games this year. Already has six stolen bases, so he's on his way to what he wants. He's aiming for 60 to 70 steals.
That's great.
Obviously, that's his role, though. I mean, for a team that wants a guy that's going to get on base, if he can continue doing what he's doing this year, I imagine he'll move up the chain and maybe finally get a break. You look at a guy like Sam Fold, what he's doing with the Tampa Bay Rays right now, playing great defense and getting on base and causing havoc. I mean, that's a role that Kyle Hudson can fill, and you just got to wait his turn, be patient, and keep producing.
And what a lost art, the stolen base.
Oh, yeah.
You just don't see it much. Carl Crawford and some of these guys can still do it, but you don't see it much. So if you get a kid like Kyle that could somehow make it to the bigs, that'd be awesome.
But I think the MLB is kind of going back to that.
I do too.
I mean, it's looking more like the 80s when you had Vince Coleman, Ricky Henderson, all these guys slapping on it and getting on base. I mean, you're seeing more leadoff hitters, and I think that's an opening because all this juice there is gone.
Yep.
I mean, you see Manny Ramirez, he's getting caught. These guys can't do it anymore. They get caught. So, you know, seeing a guy like Kyle Hudson, that might provide an opportunity down the road.
Great point. Okay, Kyle Hudson, great interview. We will be back. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.